What job did you have that you weren't qualified for? It's 99.7 EJX. Some may say,
Ben and Kelly, how'd you get your job?
That was really harsh.
Thanks. Rusty rolls in and says, I sold Kirby vacuums door to door 6 months. I'm an introvert. Sometimes I stutter because my thoughts are faster than I can speak. I owned one ill-fitting suit at the time. Only had the job 6 months, sold two vacuums.
Can I just say that when I first moved to town, like fresh out of college, my first home had a Kirby salesperson come. And of course, they offered to clean your house.
Yeah, to show you how great the...
Part of the spiel, the demonstration.
Right.
They vacuumed my floors. It was amazing. It worked amazing.
So how many did you buy?
I did not have $1,000 to spend on a vacuum at the moment. And I felt
I don't have $1,000 now!
That I was not going to ever consider buying it.
Wow.
But
are
I
they
still
that
let
expensive?
Them clean. Yes.
Oh, wow.
They were, yes, they were pricey.
All right.
I think they're supposed to last forever and forever and forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I get
but
that.
But, yes.
That's funny.
That was not ever going to be in my price point, yet I let him complete the demonstration anyway, and I still feel bad about that.
Wow.
But it was also a little bit of training, right?
That just pops into your head every now and then.
Stay in practice of the presentation. You'll be better for others who might take you up on it.
Yes. That's right.
That's how I justified it.
Tim said I could drive a manual transmission for a delivery job when I was like 20.
Oh.
I absolutely could not drive a manual transmission.
Sure.
Wound up stalling the truck in front of the boss on day one.
Ooh.
I only stayed one day on that job.
Oh. I bought my first stick shift car not knowing how to drive it.
That's funny.
Stalled it on the test drive.
Yeah.
Still bought it.
Yeah, well.
Figured it out.
I don't want to embarrass myself in front of these people. Now
well,
I gotta buy it.
I was broadcasting live at the time.
You're funny.
I had to save face.
I had to save face by buying a car.
Yes. Well, I kind of got bullied into it. I gotta be honest.
I know you're only paying me this much to be out here, but I'm gonna go ahead and buy
also,
this car.
Also, I was driving at the time a 1989 Corsica. This was a 1993 Honda Del Sol.
This was gonna be it's cute. It's cute.
I was going to make it happen.
Yeah, you had to make that one happen.
Melissa, my first desk job, I said I was proficient in Excel.
Okay.
I didn't think it would be a major part of my job, LOL. I could barely open it and spend my first week watching YouTube tutorials.
Sure.
Stayed about 8 months.
All right.
Nobody officially found out, but I didn't like every other part of the job and I quit.
Oh, okay. You're like, yes. It's like one of those asides when you're like, what are you proficient in? And you put it on your resume. You're like, oh, sure. I'll just put this.
Yep.
Excel, Word, PowerPoint.
I can do all the things.
You're like, yeah. I mean, if I got to really do it, then I'll figure it out. And well.
Yep.
Anna said, needed a job out of college, put down bartending experience after watching enough cocktail TikToks that I felt confident, got hired at a busy bar, poured vodka sodas like a champ, everything else tasted terrible.
Oh, no.
Stayed only 3 months.
Oh,
manager
gosh.
Eventually did figure it out, but did like my hustle.
Okay, yes. Sometimes they can appreciate, you know
they
what?
They can say, you know what? You're a terrible cocktail.
Right.
Making cocktails.
Right.
But.
I mean, well, I did take like my first post-college job.
Uh-huh.
They said, you want to be a promotions director? Never been a promotions
director. Yeah,
yeah. I'm like, I mean, okay, sure.
A lot of like the jobs here.
Yeah.
In like broadcasting, you can go to school for, yes, but you kind of learn on the job.
Exactly. And I got the phone number of the girl I replaced.
Yeah, you're like,
and
hey.
I called her often. Hey. And she didn't really realize. She put me through training.
That's funny.
And I ended up doing a pretty good job. Learned I didn't like it.
Oh my
did
gosh.
It for like a year. And I'm like, all right, I'm not doing that again. Jeremy listed basic coding knowledge.
Oh, gosh.
On the resume for a tech support job. I could reset a password, and that was about it. Stayed a year.
Dang.
Learned on the fly. Somehow became pretty decent at it. Nobody found out because I outgrew the
Jeremy excelled.
He's proof positive
that you can learn on the job. Annie just texted us and said, I got my phlebotomy job. That's working with blood, right?
Yes.
Said, my workplace hires anybody. Provides on-the-job training.
Get
so
out.
There you go.
All
so
right.
If you're not a phlebotomist,
right.
Don't worry about it.
Exactly. They'll teach you as you go.
We'll get to one more here. What job did you have that you weren't necessarily qualified for?
Heather, this is terrible, but I put certified yoga instructor on my resume after taking a couple of classes. I actually got hired to teach a beginner class. Stayed only 3 weeks because I basically could only lead a group stretch and hoped nobody asked questions.
Uh-huh.
An actual instructor sat in on one class, and I knew that she knew, so I quit and moved out of town immediately after.
The moved out of town's in quotes.
In quotes, so I think that's what she told them.
Hey,
she
I...
She didn't actually move out of town,
gotta,
she told, oh, you know what, I got, I'm
I gotta relocate. Out of town. I gotta relocate.
Oh, I really loved this job,
yeah, this
too.
Is great. Okay, bye. All right, those
that's
are good.
That's funny. If you're going to say you're certified in anything,
and
then just
be.
Hope no one asks for the certificate.
Right, exactly.
Wow.
I mean, those aren't too bad. Those aren't as bad as like faking medical profession.
Exactly.
Right, right. All right, there you go. Good stuff. It's 99.70 JX.